Several dozen people stand shoulder to shoulder in a cabin in Kashina to celebrate a tribal elder's birthday. Among them is Tinker Webster, who works at a homeless shelter. In a quieter part of the cabin, she recalls June 11th, 1995, the day her 14-year-old son, Skyler, killed himself.
I woke up that morning two times and I felt something was wrong. Half hour, woke back up again and I got a phone call.
Tinker learned her boy had been huffing glue and fighting with his brother over chores. When police came to check on the disturbance, Skyler holed himself up in the family trailer home. As police broke in, he killed himself with a shotgun. Tinker says despite troubles at school and home, she never believed Skyler would ever take his own life. She was also stunned at what followed.
11 days after my son committed suicide, his close friend across the street committed suicide also. A month later, one of my other friends, their daughter, committed suicide also. So that was three suicides in a matter of not even 3 months. All Menominee.
Life in Menominee County is hard. It's the poorest county in the state, and half of the local children live in poverty. More than a fourth of families are single parent. Tinker says it's all part of the daily despair locals feel.
So many things happen to Indian people. You don't get a chance to get over one crisis and you're riding to the next.
Mark Fuller, the Manasakia Wellness Center, says many problems plague the Menominee Nation's youth, elders, and veterans.
Extreme poverty, historical trauma, alcohol and drug abuse, domestic violence, all these factors can lead to hopelessness, the prime risk factor in suicide.
The historical trauma Fuller mentions includes a big upheaval in the 1950s when Congress ended the Menominee Nation's federal status. Locals watched non-Indians arrive to buy up prized lakeside property, while tribal facilities like hospitals and schools shut down because they didn't meet state standards. Kashina resident and teacher Regina Washinawatuk says many tribal members felt a loss of identity and empowerment, even after the Menominee status was reinstated in the 1970s.
Did we survive? Yes, we did. But not without damage to the psyche of people. We have high rates of anxiety and depression, panic disorders. The latest youth risk behavioral survey shows that 46% of the youth indicated having at least one drink in the past 30 days, in which they had five or more drinks in a row, binge drinking.
Another factor, Menominee County has the highest enlistment rate per capita out of any other non-military county in the U.S. That's a point of pride for the tribe, but Washinawatuk says that also means higher rates of post-traumatic stress disorder and mental and physical wounds among returning soldiers. She says the Menominee Nation is working hard to cut its suicide rate.
A collaborative effort with our clinic, our schools. Yes, we are trying our hardest to combat the things that we see in our statistics to make this a better place and to make people have healthier choices.
Washinawatuk says one choice is for Menominee people to understand their past so they can heal and help each other create a brighter future. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.